The doc moved over to Phil and checked his wounds.
I'm done for, ain't I, Doc?
You sure are.
Well, hell, Doc. You don't have to say it like that.
Well, how else is there to say it? You've taken your last ride. You're not long for this world. You're gonna croak. Is that better?
Hell no.
You want me to get a preacher?
Why?
To help you make your peace with the Almighty.
I don't need no sky talker. I want you to dig these bullets out and get me well.
Your lung shot, fella. And it looks like the other bullet poked a hole in your gizzard.
You ain't much help, Doc.
I don't have a lot to work with, fella. Are you in a lot of pain?
Hell yes!
The doctor reached into his bag and hauled out a bottle of laudanum.
Give me a spoon.
Clean one?
Doesn't make any difference.
Oh, Lord!
Jeff walked into the saloon with a group of other curious citizens and hurried over to Frank.
Are you all right?
I'm fine, Jeff. How's Wolf?
Sleeping. These the bounty hunters?
One of them. The other one is a kid with a big mouth.
I heard the shooting. A deputy wouldn't let us in. Kept us outside for several minutes.
Can I put my arms down now?
Put your arms down and get the hell out of town. Right now.
Man, it's freezing out there. My horse is tired. Hell, I ain't done nothing. Besides, I got to see about getting my buddy buried.
I ain't dead yet. God damn it.
You will be for long.
I've done all I can do.
You ain't done nothing.
It's still all I can do.
Phil focused his eyes on Morgan, standing at the bar.
I hope you get gunshot, Drifter. I hope you die hard, you bastard.
Drifter?
That's what some has taken to call him, Frank Morgan.
The doctor looked at Frank.
Are you really Frank Morgan?
Yeah.
I've been reading about you in an Eastern newspaper I get sent out here.
From Boston?
Yes. How did you know?
Articles written by Lewis Pettigrew.
That's the man's name.
Don't believe everything you read.
Frank met the marshal's steady gaze.
You through with me?
I sure as hell hope so.
Frank drained his beer mug.
Come on, Jeff. Let's get back to the hotel.
Morgan, I want you out of town come daylight.
We'll be gone.
What about me?
You'll be gone, too.
You about the sorriest damn doctor I ever seen.
Feel free to mention that to God or Lucifer.
Frank and Jeff were saddled up and ready to ride out just after dawn the next morning. Frank stepped out of the barn into the daylight for a look around. The first person he saw standing in the middle of the street was Ned.
You, Morgan! My partner Phil just died.
He brought it on himself.
He'll soon be cold in the ground and you're walking around. That don't seem right to me.
Seems fine to me.
You're a smart aleck bastard, Morgan. Making light of my partner's dying.
I'm riding out, Ned, leaving town, so get out of the way. I'm not looking for trouble.
I'm fixing to give you more trouble than you can handle, Morgan.
I didn't want to fight last night, and I don't want to fight now, Ned.
I do!
The marshal stepped out of a cafe and stood under the awning, listening. Listening and watching, but making no attempt to interfere. He just finished breakfast and leaned against a support post, picking his teeth.
Go on with your life, Ned. Go away and live to be an old man. Don't prod me anymore.
Can't do that, Morgan. It's the code.
The code? What damn code? There's no code. Hell, there ain't even guidelines.
Me and Phil's? We promised to avenge each other if something was to happen.
Ned took a couple of steps closer, his right hand close to the butt of his pistol.
Don't do this, Ned. I'm telling you, man, it ain't worth it.
It's got to be, Morgan. I know Phil would have done the same for me.
Morgan quickly cut his eyes toward the marshal, but he knew the marshal would not interfere. The West was slowly civilizing, courtrooms and law books more and more replacing justice at the end of a gun. In many places, legal words and phrases filled the air instead of gun smoke. But this town was still the old West, where men settled quarrels with guns.
I can shoot him from here.
Jeff stood in the door of the livery, holding a rifle.
Stay out of it. I hope you never have to kill a man.
I'm here if you need me.
All right.
Who are you talking to, Morgan?
The ghosts of dead bounty hunters.
Huh?
I'm getting weary of this, Ned. Trying to ride out, and you're standing in my way.
One way to move me, Morgan. And you know what that is.
I guess that's the way it has to be.
The marshal tossed his toothpick into the street and hitched at his gun belt.
You stay out of this, Marshal. This ain't none of your affair.
Ned took a couple more steps toward Frank.
I'll kill you where you stand, Morgan. Fucking draw, you son of a bitch.
After you, Ned.
Ned's right hand hovered over the butt of his pistol.
Having second thoughts, Ned? I would, were I you.
You ain't me!
For a fact. Ned?
What?
You got enough money on you to pay for your burying?
Hell with you, Morgan! I'm gonna have plenty of money once you're down!
Think about it, man. Walk away and live.
I got a better idea, Morgan! Draw!
Ned was knocked to the ground when Frank's bullet slammed into the bounty hunter's hip, exactly where Frank intended the .45 caliber slug to strike. Ned lost his grip on his pistol. The marshal was in the center of the street before Ned could grab it. He kicked the gun away.
It's over, mister. The drifter let you live. Be thankful and let it go.
I'll kill him someday.
You're a fool.
Jeff led the horses outside, and Frank mounted up. Wolf was in his pouch on the side of the pack animal, only his head poking out of the pouch, safe and comfortable, taking in all the sights.
I'll kill you someday, Drifter!
Frank ignored the threat and lifted a hand in farewell to the marshal.
Good luck, Drifter!
I need me a doctor! And get me somebody besides that damn crack that fumbled around and let Phil die, you hear me? I'ma kill you, Morgan! Damn you!
Frank and Jeff rode out of town without looking back. Jeff did not say anything about the daybreak shooting. Frank never mentioned it. But for several hours after riding out of the town, Jeff looked often over his shoulder, checking their back trail.
Hey there, cowboy! You want to show me how to ride bareback?
In the mid-1880s, Durango was a rip-roaring, wide-open town, with saloons operating 24 hours a day and shady ladies offering their favors quite openly.
Oh my God.
Frank and Jeff reined up on the outskirts of the mining town, and Jeff got his first close-up look at Durango.
Are those men lying in the street dead?
No, just drunk and passed out. Come on, let's stable our horses and check this place out.
I would like to have a bath. As a matter of fact, both of us could use a bath.
You think you might run into Colleen?
Wolf smells better than we do.
It'd be my luck to run into Martha Overhauser. Giddy up.
They reined up in front of the nearest livery. Durango was in its heyday and growing. But the growing pains would ease up a lot over the next few years. By the early 1900s, Durango had fallen on hard times as the mines began to play out. The first thing Frank noticed was a freshly painted sign hanging outside a new building, the Henson Company.
The boy sure doesn't let any grass grow under his feet when it comes to business.
Then Frank smiled secretly, thinking,
"The more money you make, son, the more money I make."
The thought amused him.
You have a funny look on your face, Frank. Kind of like the cat who licked up the cream.
Nothing important, Jeff. Come on, let's find us a place in one of the hotels.
And if we can't?
Find us a shack outside of town and live there.
The Last Gunfighter is continued on the next CD.